Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
When I go to him, he gives me direction. Amen. Yeah, so without much I say or do, if you are ready as I am, with Jesus' joy, let's rise to our feet. With a hand clap, you can add a shout to it. And let's receive Reverend Ike.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Eh? He has won the victory.
Hallelujah.
He has made a way.
Amen.
Amen.
Is my sound okay? I don't feel I'm okay. Oh, I'm okay. Is it okay? All right. Amen. What a blessing to be here once again in Abeka. Church, dear, no one in Abeka. Hallelujah. Let's pray. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Oh Lord, you are beautiful.
You are beautiful.
Lift up your hands, everybody. Please try working on my sound. I feel there is so much echo.
Oh,
your eyes are on this child. Your grace abounds to me.
I want to take your word.
I want to take your word and shine it all around. But help me first to live in love.
And when I'm doing well,
and when I'm doing well, help me to never seek a crown. For my reward is bringing glory to you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much in this conference. We thank you for gathering us. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your spirit. Lord, we commit this conference into your care, and we commit ourselves into your care. Satan, we curse you in this place in Jesus' name. Satan, we curse you in Jesus' name. Spirit of God, have your way. Touch every life. Touch every child. By the time we are ending this conference, we pray that your power and your spirit will be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Your clapping is weak. Oh, Abeka, your clapping is weak. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Nice one. Take your seat, please. It's a pleasure to be back in Abeka. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Beautiful church. I've been seeing pictures of Abeka all the time, every Sunday on the internet. And I know that tonight, we just started tonight. It's 3 days. Do you understand? So for you to make it this time, you have done well. Clap for yourselves also. And I want you to put your hands together for Bishop Dark Hayward Mills. We don't have screens today. We don't have screens today. Tomorrow we have screen. Okay. If you don't know who Bishop Dark is, but you know who Kelly is, you are not correct. You know who Kelly is. You know Kelly. Yeah, therefore know Kelly, they know Kelly. If you don't know Kelly, it's good you don't know Kelly. Don't go and look for her. You don't know Kelly. Hey, Pastor Richard, you are back, crowd. But we know Bishop Dark Hayward Mills. Put your hands together for him. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2, Bible said when he ascended, he gave gift unto men. And I believe that Bishop Dark is one of the gifts that God has given to us in the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. Please put your hands together for Bishop Dark. I think it's a good place to stand to your feet as we are clapping for my founder, my bishop. Yeah. You should know him. You should know him. It's far better to know Bishop Dag than to know Asamoajan. Do you see? Yes. So we thank God for the life of the prophet. We thank God for the life of our founder. And we are very privileged to have him as our father. Put your hands together for him once again. Take your seat. Yeah. And as part of being in the United Denomination, we are blessed to be in the Anakazo Assemblies. It's the best denomination so far. Hey, you know, clap for denomination. We have a lot of denominations. We have Mega Church. We have Loyalty House. We have Catch the Anointing Center, Healing Jesus. Jesus Christ has come to save the world. Church, it's a long name. But this one is just two words. Anakazo Assemblies. And when they are calling, they call us first. They call us first because we call it AA. There's no denomination again that is AA. We are first. Hallelujah. So this is a good denomination. This is a good denomination. Don't leave this denomination. All right. With our chairman, Bishop Emmanuel Lewis Intefu. Put your hands together for Bishop Intefu. Yeah. Every denomination has a chairman, but a convener. But our convener is the convener of convenience. Look, AA is a blessed denomination. It's called the convener of convenience. It's not easy. Amen. Yeah. And for us to be here tonight, I think Bishop Jude has actually allowed us to be here. If Bishop Jude say no conference, in as much as Pastor Richard wants to do conference, he's happy. If Bishop Jude say no, today, no conference. If he come and say that tomorrow is canceled, it's canceled. Because this is his house. Hallelujah. And not many people open their churches for the children to come. Because where you are sitting here, it's pastors who sit there. But look at, you are sitting here. Hallelujah. Yeah, so we are, Bishop Jude, wherever you are, we love you. We say God bless you so much. God bless you so much. How often do you enter your father's bedroom? Do you just go like that? No. This week have you entered? This whole week, they didn't give you chance, you see. But Bishop Jude has given you chance to his bedroom. This is his bedroom. Clap for him once again. Yeah. And to Pastor Richard, look, this man, clap for him. He's a blessed man. I'm not saying it because he's here. But you see, what you don't know is that Safe Church that we are in, there are a lot of denominations, there are a lot of branches, and nobody is doing anything. Do you understand? Yeah. The pastor there is waiting for somebody to tell him that do something. But he has decided that he wants to do conference. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes. And to kidnap you people here. It's not easy to even bring 10 children together out. No. It's not easy. If like, go and arrange chairs outside there and say you are calling people to come and sit there and see if they will come. But Reverend Richard, God bless you so much for bringing us together, for organizing a conference last year you were here. Last year you were here. Yeah, and this year too, you have come. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because I mean to, it's not easy to get me. It's not easy to get me like that. I'm a hot kick. Is that teacher? They brought some dates. I said no. It won't work. They should cancel it. They've canceled it. But it has come and we are here today. And all the pastors, Lady Pastor Hannah. Do you know she's going to be Lady Pastor very soon? So saved. You are blessed. You are going to have pastors. Amen. All the pastors, all the shepherds, all our aunties and our uncles who have helped. Do you understand? You see, sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, when it is their birthday, no, sit down, when it is their birthday, try and appreciate them. It's not like your Sunday school madam needs money. No. Hey! I've come. You know, if I'm here, we don't do this. Transfer. Don't make pieces here. It's not like your Sunday school madam needs your money or your pastor needs your money. But when it is our day, you our day, you send sardine, toilet roll, what else? Calipo to your madam at school, your teacher at school. This teacher, because he knows we'll be vacating next week, he has come with one Ecolac, big bag, school bag. He's come to harvest all your gifts. After that, he will cane you on top. He will cane you the next time if you come. Names of talkatives, he will beat you. But when you come to church and it's your pastors, some of you even see your pastor and you pass by. You can't even say good morning. Meanwhile, it is this pastor who prays for you. We don't do that. How many of you are repenting in Jesus' name? Put your hand on your head and say, mercy. Yeah. And you see at Tihana standing here. You pass here like this, and they don't see you. Look at what you are doing. It's not a nice thing. How many of you are changing? You are changing. Christmas. Christmas. You can't give your pastor anything. It's not like Christmas. We need something, though. You, what are you going to bring to us? What do you have? What do you have? If I collect my salary 1 month, you can pay all of you here your school fees for the term. All of you here, like this, for the term. How much is your school fees? How much is your school fees? Free SHS. Free to free SHS. Your school fees is 100 cedis. How much is your school fees? 5 cedis is your school fees. Stop the school. Go to a better school. Hey! Your school fees is 5 cedis. Why? It is free nursery. Hey, how much is your fees? Hey, I won't ask you again. It's okay. Hallelujah. But it's a blessing. Put your hands together for the Lord. Yeah. And I came with 2 people. I came with Samson. Samson, give us a wave. And Sammy. Yeah, I came with them. Maybe next week, tomorrow, some people will join us. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, in this conference, I've started preaching. Media, are you ready? Media, are you ready? It's working. Tomorrow, make sure we go live. Because people are depending on us. We are live. Tomorrow, we'll go live. People are depending on us. In this conference, our theme is attempt great things for God. Everybody say, attempt great things for God. When you look at this team, it will look as if it doesn't concern you. It is for adults. How many of you, when you came in and you saw the thing, you said, no, this team is for pastors, people want to become missionaries. But I want to tell you that this team here, attempt great things for God, it concerns you. As a young boy, as a young girl, it should be your aim to attempt to do something for God. Now, in this conference, my aim is to bring your mind home that as young as you are, you can also do something for God. You can attempt and do something for God. You can try and do something for God. I'll be closing in a very short time because we'll come tomorrow. okay, we'll come tomorrow. So I'm just doing the foundation today. Tomorrow I'll preach. Tomorrow day I'm preaching. Today I'm not preaching. I came to tell you that this is what we are doing for the conference. You must
try. Many of you do things that are not godly. Or when I say that are not godly, in the world. You see, so there are three words you have to look at in this thing. The first one is attempt. The second word is great things. And the last word is for God. Do you get it? Attempt. What does it mean to attempt? Number one, to attempt something means to try. To try. Try something great. Something great for God. Try. Try. When you are writing the exams, section B, they write, attempt all questions. Attempt it. Try. Number two, it means do your best. Am I preaching already? Do your best. Tell your neighbor, do your best. Say, do your best. Do your best for God. Yeah. I'm not saying you should do your best for your school. Yes. Do your best. Do your best. Third word, attempt. It means to pursue. Pursue something. Those of you who went to university, you hear something they call attempted degree. You have pursued to get a degree so that you become like a thermometer, but it didn't work. So because when we were at lectures, you were chasing girls in the nightclub. So when we were graduating with first class, second class, upper, when it was your turn, they said the following people also passed through the school. So you attempted the degree. You pursue. Pursue to do something for God, young boys. Pursue. Attempt it. Try it. Do your best. And listen, every one of you can do your best. Everybody here, you can do your best. Look at the scripture over there. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city. Genesis chapter 4, verse 11, verse 4. Come, let us build ourselves a city, a tower that reaches to heaven. These are people who were attempting things for themselves. Attempt. When, at what time will we tell you to attempt something? Boss, what's your name? Junior. At what time, or what will happen, and your mother will say, try and eat. Has your mother told you, try and eat? So try and eat something small. Have you heard that statement before? Try and eat. When did they tell you, try and eat? What was happening to you before they were telling you, try and eat something small? You were hungry. You are not giving me the right answer. Come. These are the people I'm looking for. You are hungry, but if you are not hungry, why would they tell? Has your mother told you to try it before? When did they tell you?
When you are sick,
it means that when you are sick, you can't eat. So they say, try and eat. Why did somebody will tell you to try? Because it is difficult to eat when you are sick. So they'll tell you, try and eat. All the things we are coming to talk about in this conference, they are difficult things. So anytime they tell you to attempt something, it means the thing is a difficult thing. And so we are telling you that attempt it. Try it. The exams questions you answer, that they say attempt the questions, the teachers themselves, they know that it's a difficult question. If we are the teacher, his aim is to fail all of us. Hey! Most teachers, and when they are setting questions, they have a particular student in mind. Some of the students to one point, we are the teacher, only poem he teaches us. Poem. One of the things I didn't like was poem. There was a certain girl, Comfort. Hey, she knows the poem. Try again. If a lesson you should hear, try again. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Then your courage will appear, try again. For if you will persevere, try again. Then you conquer, never fear, try again. Once or twice though you should hear, try. These words I'm saying, I don't even know what I'm saying. But we've said it, huh? Came to teach us a certain
poem about frogs. 20 froggies went to school, down beside the rushy pool. 20 little coats of green, 20 verse of white and green. Master Blue Frog, Green Master.
Long poem, but we must try. Another thing I didn't like was capital town. They will mention the country, you mention the capital town. We had this teacher in class 5, Charlie, Brother Richard. So one day he came and said that if he mentions the country, you mention the capital town, then you take your bag and go home. But me, that time, I stayed with the headmaster in the school. So I said, sir, unless you take your bag and go, because me and you will sleep here. So as the people said it, one of the things I knew the capital town of Ghana is Accra, then Togo, Lome. That's all. So I said, sir, either you ask me Ghana or Togo. If you ask me Italy, I don't know. He asked, everybody took his back and left. Remember Yima? He said, you are a foolish boy. Then he took his bag and he left me in the class. But I mean, too, I stayed with the headmaster in the school. So you know, he left. But we will tell you to attempt something when the thing is difficult. Look, all the commandments in the Bible, and they are difficult. Exodus chapter 20. Thou shalt not serve any gods apart. Look, gods. It was this same thing Peter said in First John chapter 5. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Because the television is an idol. Television is an idol. Yima, I am saying it. You can take me to Peace FM. I'm saying that television is an idol. You wake up in the morning, you don't do anything, you put on TV. It is an idol. You go to worship every... Some of you watch TV before you go to school. You watch TV before you go to school. The mobile phones you have, it is an idol. The mobile phone controls you. Yeah. It is an idol. So, when Bible says that, serve no other gods apart from me, it is not that God in my hometown. No. The God that the Bible is talking about is this. Some of you, your friends can even be your idol. Yes. Thou shalt not steal. How many of you know that it's difficult not to steal? Lift up your hand. You know that it's difficult. You've gone to visit your auntie. There are 100 CD notes, plenty. They've sent you to the room. You've seen it. You say, thou shalt not steal. It's difficult not to steal. That's why this driver who brought somebody's money, everybody was clapping for him. If you were the taxi driver, lie, you even come and give testimony at church. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Nyamia yebio. Amen. Thou shalt not lie. How many of you know that it is difficult to tell the truth? Lift up your hand. It's difficult. Even some of you have to tell a lie before you are here this evening. It's difficult. Yeah. So every commandment you see in the Bible, every commandment, this is in Colossians, it talks about husbands, love your wife. Why would God say husbands, love your wife? It's difficult to love your wife. But it's easier to love a side chick. And this is how you're happy. Yeah. Yeah. It's difficult. And when the Bible says, wives, submit to your husband, you know it's difficult. Look at your mother. Your mother, he doesn't call your father Mr. Boat. 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 Kwesi papa. If you hear your mother calling your father, Kwesi papa, you know that. Watra, be careful. Atia faso. Kwesi papa. Irama mame. Sometimes if your mother wants to insult your father, they use you. Look at the head like the father. It's not you that they are insulting you, they are insulting your father. Who is that? Your father has used your head to insult your mother before. Show by hand. Oh, you won't tell that. Man, I don't know your parents. So, yeah. Attempt it. Try it. Attempt. strength to do something. Do your best. Young people, do your best. These people were attempting great. Now, the next word is great. 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 When God says it is great, it is great. Yeah. It is not what a man say. Let me show you a certain scripture from my iPad. You must believe God to have iPad. Yeah. If you are a Christian, you don't have iPad. Why send me your mobile? Are you still here? Yeah. You must be here because I'll be closing very soon. Luke chapter 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your heart. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. What people think great. Some of you in your school, they call you Miss Something. Because you are the most beautiful girl in your school. Some of you are the most beautiful girl. And upon you. You are the most beautiful girl. The way the boys are happy for you. But this is it. So if God doesn't say it's great, it is not great. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. And let me tell you, anything that human beings are clapping for, anything human beings are clapping for, it is an eyesore in God's eyes. So Bible said that, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. This is what it means. Anything human beings are clapping for. You can dance. You will not come and dance in church. But you go and dance at a place and some judges will be clapping for you. In God's eyes, it is an abomination. This is how it is. You can sing. Oh. Recently, I saw a young girl. She should be 8 years. Singing. Hey! I had goosebumps all over me. But she wasn't singing in church. She was singing elsewhere. And some judges were clapping. They were giving her marks. And I said, this thing, it is an abomination. Do you know that everything works well except church? Yeah. Everything works well elsewhere except church. It is in church that we can't find people to play the organ. But let's say that they say your school, they are doing organ playing competition. You see young people who are there to play. Oh, I'm not preaching well this evening. Maybe I'll preach tomorrow. It's the king care. It's about preach tomorrow. Tomorrow preach well. Hallelujah. Yeah. Attempt it. When God says it is great, it is great. So you should look out for things that God says it is great and attempt to do them. And do them for God. Don't do them for your school. Don't do them for your headmaster. So they take you to represent the school for the quiz competition. Yeah, but when you come to church, suddenly you can't memorize scriptures. No, you can't. When it is church, your mother will come and insult us. That don't we know that they are raping children all around? Why have they kept you in church up to now? But your school, if you go for excursion, it is now 8 something. If you are not in, your mother, she will not agitate. If it is church, it's a problem. If it is school, no problem. Because the headmaster has your mother's number. Attempt something great for God. Tomorrow I'll be showing you the great things we must attempt for God. And every one of you must try. You can do it. You can do something for God. You are not too young. You are not too young. I'm saying that you are not too young to do something for God. Shall I say it again? You are not too young to do something for God. You are not too young to attempt something for God. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. When God says it is great, it is great. Look out for things that God say it is great. When you are in school and it's revision week and your teacher is giving areas, your ears are widely open. Because you know that those areas sure banker. So learn types of soil. Take note of types of soil. Take note of the first 20 elements. Take note of, you should go and learn it. Anything God say it is great, it must be great. And you must attempt those things for God. Are you still here? What was the words that mean to attempt? Number one, accept to do what? To try. Number two, to do your best. Number three, to pursue. Number four, to make an effort. Make an effort. You are just sitting down. You don't do anything for God. Make an effort. The journalists, they say effort. Effort. Must say, bro, make an effort. You are just there. Even if you like, you don't come to church. If you like, you have to come and ask you why you've known. Even last time, cry when I was sick, cry. The church didn't come and visit me with banana. Are you a monkey which will be visiting you with banana? Are you a monkey? Even crampo, when I was sick, I myself fetch water to bath. You, if you are sick, your pastor should come and fetch water for you to bath. When you were sick, which of your school people came to visit you? And now we should visit with banana and oranges. Make an effort. Most people do not make an effort. Do you understand what I'm saying? Most people don't make an effort. And when people want to make an effort, they make an effort for themselves. That is why these people in Genesis 11, they said, come, let us build ourselves a city. Ourselves. You that you say you don't know how to do basenta, wait till it's time to get married. You'll be able to bus people from Suhum to be here. People who say they can't do basenta, they can bus people from Suhum to attend a wedding. Yeah. I know of a doctor friend. He's saying he doesn't have time. He doesn't have time for church. He has four children. Do you know what it means to give birth to a child? Hey! It takes a lot of effort. He has four children, even with his busy shadows. Make an effort. Instead of you going on the internet to go and watch Kelly. Me, that Kelly girl, I don't even. I can. Yep, had you been to Zah? Now, Kelly, dear, yeah, they call you. Kelly. Instead of going to watch Kelly, put on and watch Flow Services. Today was Flow. How many of you participated in Flow? Lift up your hand. Because in your mind, Flow are for pastors. It's pastors that we don't want to go to hell. As for you, dear, if you go to hell, there's no problem. So you don't even. How many if prophet has said that he's doing prayer meeting and you are part of the church, but you don't want to attend?
Yeah, I've heard that they said they do something they call Flow. Even usually the people that are on the Flow, they wake up at 4 o'clock. I mean, around that 4 o'clock, if I wake up, I will not be able to sleep again. So because of that, my headmaster will sack me from the school.
They should sack you. They should sack you from the school.
I hear that flow. I hear it's for pastors only. The people that they want to become bishop, they are the people that they usually try. Yeah, it keeps long.
It keeps long. But it is for us to build ourselves spiritually. Attempt it. Okay? To make an effort. As you are in the church, be part of the church properly and make an effort. Are you in this church? Who's in our glasses? What effort are you making in this church? What effort? You see, as you said that, what am I doing to help? That's what I'm trying to say. The church, as the church is going on, what is my contribution in the church? That's the question you should ask yourself. What is your contribution? You don't contribute. You only gossip about the dancing star. Hey, gossip in kunte. But in this conference, we are going to attempt great things for God. I say we are going to attempt great things for God. Yeah. The next one, number six, to venture. Is it number five or number six? Number five, to venture. Yeah. In business, they call something, you dissipate your energy in unprofitable ventures. It means that you are into useless activities. You dissipate your energy in unprofitable ventures. I learned it from my friends who did the cons. Venture. Try. Try. As you are in this church, try. Try. They should never write the history of Abekan Church and leave you out. No. They can't write Sotom Church and leave me out. Hey, they'll give me one paragraph. By all means, one paragraph, dear Menya. By all means, try, do something. You can do something for God. You are not too young. You are able to recite poem in your school. Education is the key to success. Education is the best asset. Then your mother is sprinkling one CD on you at the graduation. Is it what? One CD four, you come and no pity. At the point you get confused, the poem cry. The title of my poem is Education. Education. Education is the key to success. Then you're like, hey, me bad, no. Then you have missed the line. Who understand what I'm talking about? Hey, graduation. You wear your white socks with your black skirt. You are going to recite poem at your school graduation. When it is church, you dress like a palm wine tapper to church. When it is church. Because attempt great things for God. Actually, you have the members power. Amen. Yeah. Attempt it. Attempt. Try. Hey, girls, you can do a lot. Hey, this church, we can fill this church by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 girls. 1, 2, 3. You are a girl or a boy? A boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 girls. You can fill this church. You can. If you decide that you want to attempt something great for God, you can fill this church. But you see, when I check the meaning of attempting, the antonym or the opposite of attempt is laziness. Lazy. Very lazy. Because see, if you don't attempt something, and you see, anybody who doesn't attempt anything, the person fails. If they say attempt the question, and you don't attempt the question, you fail. You fail. And God doesn't want you to fail. God is not interested in your failure. Fanboy, what's your name? Sutherland. Udenono. Look at the name you have. God is not interested in your failure. God wants you to do something great for him. Because you see, a lot of young boys don't do anything. Most of you come to church for girls. Girls. You see, whilst some of you, your parents, the reason they come to church is funny. Most of your parents, they come, some of them because of business, they come to come and meet their business partners. Some of your parents, they come because they've sewn new dresses. So, oni baby ako, some of them come for naming ceremony. Do you know that the day they are doing baby dedication, the church is full?
all family members from Awoshi, they all come. All those from Lashibi, they all come. Or wedding, you see, they all come. Yeah. But ask yourself that, what are you attempting for God? What are you doing for God? That's the question. What are you doing for God? What are you trying? Are you forcing for God? Are you trying for God? What am I doing for God? This is the question you should keep asking yourself. What am I doing for God? What if God say it is great? Am I doing something great for God? Tomorrow I'll be teaching you one of the great things you must attempt for God is to love God. I'll be teaching you that one. In the afternoon, I'll be teaching you how to fight for God. Yeah. To love God, eh? It's a great attempt. Because people don't love people. Most people don't love God. Most people don't love God. Most people. Including most pastors who preach, they don't love God. Tomorrow I will explain to you what it means to love God. You see, and you can grow up not attempting any. How many of you know somebody? You know somebody in the adult church who doesn't do anything. The person comes to church, church close, and he goes. How many of you know somebody like that? I'm not saying mention names. You know somebody in the adult church like that. The person comes to church, he's not in any bar center, he doesn't do dancing star. When he comes to church, they close. He and the wife, they are going to eat fufu in the morning, in the evening, and watch Date Rush. How many of you? Yes. Yeah. That's how you grow up to be. That's how you, if you don't attempt anything for God, that's how you grow up to be. We will do for ourselves a city. And those people, see that they are doing masters, they are doing PhD, they are doing doctor. Hey, who call him? One day, a certain man died. And when they were doing the funeral, you know, they write biography. Some book biography, be they read. The man's own was thick. Like this. You say, what Bob rapper? Thick. Places he went to, doctor. So they said they want to call one family member to come and read. Then the man who died, his brother stood up to read. Then he read the first page. He read that his name is, he was born here, his parents are here, this. When he finished, then the brother said that all the remaining ones, they are not necessary. Do you understand? They are not necessary. Be a doctor, a surgeon, travel to America, he was UN something. Name Brana, over Canada, as you, the rest, we won't read it because they are not necessary. I won't hear. You live all your life without attempting anything for God. And let me tell you, your life, you just have a season of your life. Just a short window. This thing I'm going around, say I'm doing conference. The day is coming, I don't do conference again. Either the door is closed or I can't do again. I can't do it. Do you understand? I cannot do it. Yeah. I'm about to have a camp next week with some safe pastors. And I've come to push into their head that all of us, we can do this thing. Sam. Everybody, wherever you are, you to gather the children and do conference with them. It shouldn't be one person who should be moving around. Yeah. Everybody should learn to attempt something. You can see little girls twerking on Facebook. Twerk. You can't twerk. You are rather attempting something for the devil. Who has seen that small boy who was doing the Kweku Frimpong second sermon on the Facebook, and the classmate, the boy giving him fans, hey, yo, and some small girl beat who was part. I'm sure my girlfriend, no, not Niniaje. Yeah. You can't recite Bible verses. You can't recite Bible verses. You don't know a song. When we start teaching you a song here, you don't know, but you know Mom Bebe.
You know sugarcane. You know Camino song, sugarcane. You know Kiddy song, Mom Bebe. You can sing it from A. You think I don't know the people here? I know them. I know the latest beef. I know the latest beef in town. She me. Oh boakra. Delay me if you just nigga again. I'm a hard follower. Move some mukwa na mupe kwa sasemo. What time rough? Yeah. You know Kiddy song, the artist of the year, when they were doing it, around 2 a.m., you were still awake. You were watching. That day, you didn't come to church on a Sunday. Talented Kids, we should see you. We should see you. Went to register for Talented Kids. They didn't pick you. Now you went, they didn't pick. Then the one they do at Adome FM, their friend is saying, Instroma. I had a church man who went for Instroma. Oh, she went to cry. She even qualified to the TV, the one that go on the TV. The mother said, we should be texting for her. I mean, I'm if I'm credit to go text them only. They remove her. That gave, I give her a song in church to sing, we should see. She would turn the song. But those that time she was doing the Instroma, they could give her the song in the week. She would go and do it on the stage. Then you should be clapping. What are you attempting for God? You are telling me that as you are sitting down, young girl, you are sitting down, you cannot do opening prayer. You can't lead opening prayer. You cannot lead worship. You are not attempting anything for God. You are just here. You are waiting for us to, some of you are in hurry. You are in hurry. The day they said they are stepping you up to the adult church, you are in hurry to come and meet you, that your Okada boyfriend in the adult church. Okada boy, says the way you sit on the boat, boom, 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 boom. Says the way I feel it. What? Pasia said, Okada boy. Ah! Yeah, per boy is almost skywater. Okada boy, he has his hair, he basa basa, as if he has been electrocuted in the hair. Ah! Okada boy. Hey, what is this? Boom, boom, boom. They wear usually some dirty singlet and some motofista bi and some dirty slippers. Now, Obawa ko trenchri. You are happy. Do we have people here who have Okada boys? And those people, they look fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm pity no so dia o ma kwa. Today, I was driving somewhere. Some girl, I think she needed a lift. She was trying to stop me. When she did, like, when I look at her armpit, oh. And I said, wait, dear. You can't sit in my car with this thing. Because, Ebi waha, hey. Philomena quitinge, gege. Hey. May we attempt great things for God in Jesus' name. I said, may we attempt great things for God in Jesus' name. Yes. Anything that is great is big. Big things. Our God is a big God. And God doesn't like small things. God likes great things. Yes. God likes perfect things. We shouldn't give you a song. You come here and we don't know whether the song is singing you or you are singing the song. Meanwhile, when you go to other places, you are able to do your best. But when it comes to church, you cannot give God your best. Christian adverts are the poorest Christian adverts. You should see an advert for Guinness. Power. Bring out the power in you. Christian advert. Aglow, aglow, aglow. Aglow. Meet aglow. A glow for Jesus. Very poorly done. You should see Christian songs as if they use mobile phone to cut the clip. Poorly done. Anything that is for God is not done well. I don't know why. But when you see other songs, telling the video, high quality, HD. High quality.
Christian song. The clip is always the same. Some girl who doesn't have a place to sleep. He has gone to see the pour hot water on him. Then we see him, you know, he's driving Range Rover. That's the whole song. He's a cabin slit. Then they bring some boys who are doing choreography. Then they do some motofista. Poorly done. Poorly done. You think we don't see? We see them. But the other song, when they are showing the clip, hey, even the dress, it is so captivating and mesmerizing. Let me use words so that you know I went to school. May we attempt great things for God in Jesus' name. I said, may we attempt great things for God in Jesus' name. May you give God your best. May you give God your best. That is why when we are giving our tithe, we call it first and best. First and best. Your first and your best. It is only in church that when you give offering, it's the money you bring is dirty. It is only in church. The one the church roommate has given you, that the thing is torn. There's no hope for the one CD. That's the one you bring to church. God likes everything. God doesn't like everything. God, like when people die, say God gives and God takes. It's only God who likes dead bodies. So it's God that takes it, like dead bodies. May we give off our best to God. I said, may we give our best to God. Your best time is your youthful days. Don't wait till you are an old man who cannot do anything. You are young. You have fresh blood. You can do your best for God. Every one of you sitting down here, you can attempt, you can try, you can give a good effort, you can stand up and do something for God. You can attempt to do something great for God. Something should hit your heart and tell yourself that at this stage of my life, at this stage, he said, young man, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth, when the evil days come not. Look, a day is coming called the evil day. You met it. A certain day is coming called the evil day. The evil day. At the time the boys have used you, that you cannot be used again, that is where you come in. They're looking for husband. May you try for God. May you pursue something great for God. Oh, I'm teaching you wisdom. If you can learn to pursue something great for God, then God, you will always be on God's list. Telling you, attempt great things, young people, great things he has done, greater things he will do. May you also do great things for God. May you do greater things for God. God is expecting great things from you. Yeah, God is waiting for you to do something great. Hey, stand up. You cannot bring a bus. Stand up. Can you not bring a bus, draw, and collect 20 children inside and bring to church? Can you not do that? You can do that. So why are you not doing it? You see, that's what I'm saying, that the word there is called attempt. Try it. Pastor Richard, this way they can do things. Last Sunday, we did Soli in our church. I put them in groups. Three of you, go and look for Totoro. Talk to the driver. Three of you, go and look for 20 people and put them in the Totoro and sit inside and let the Totoro driver bring you to the church. They can do it. This boy, stand up. How old are you? 12 years. How old are you? 16 years. This boy can impregnate a girl. This one. He can do great things. This one. He can do great things. This man here, he can do greater things. Greater. Can you not bring people in the bus to church? Come, stand here. You, come. You, come. You too. If I point, you come. You too, come. Come and stand here. Come. Come to the front. You too, come. Come to the front. Count them. How many are they? Stand here. How many are they? No, you are the bus center leader. Stand here. How many are they? Manye, stand here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Plus yourself, 15. You can't put these people in the bus and bring them to church. You cannot. You cannot. You can. Why are you not doing it? It is because you are not attempting great things. And I'm saying that anything to attempt is difficult to do. Which area do you stay? Tema. Akwetema here. Akwetema to this place. If you put them in a bus, in and out, it's even not more than 50 cedis. Yeah. But it's because you are not attempting it. Only you. You leave your Akwetema, you come and sit here. After church, you go. How old are you? 12 years. Do you know what 12-year-old girls can do? Do you know what 12-year-old girl can do? One 5-year-old girl wrote a letter to another 5-year-old girl. And he said, "Dear Irama, I'm writing to you to abstain from Jeremiah. Abstain from Jeremiah." And she hid the letter in the book inside you, and the mother saw it. "I'm warning you to abstain from Jeremiah." 5-year-old girl. She can write abstain. 12-year-old girl. You can't organize a bus. If an Okada boy can be your boyfriend, you can't do trotro boyfriend so that Mira Hosbi Mibacho Medicrophobi qua sorry. Before Mukomame. You can't. May we attempt great things. I said, may we attempt great things. You, what class are you? Form one. Yours, even as she's in form one, she's already vying for position as a school prefect already. School prefect. Do you know what it takes to be a school prefect? Who is a school prefect here? Do you know what it takes to be a school prefect? You have to do campaign. The teachers must like you. How would the teachers like you? Sir, please, have you eaten? Sir, please, can I go and buy you water? Thank you, please, sir. Madam Grace, please, school have closed. I want to ask permission to go home, please. That's what it takes to be. Then all the teachers say, "Oh, what's your name?" "Oh, she's very respectful." He said, yeah. "Last week she came to ask me if she could go home when school even closed. I think she can do the school prefect." Yeah. "But last week she was the one that sent my science book to the house. That girl, she's very respectful among the girls in the class. She can be the girls' prefect." Yeah. 16-year-old. 16. You understand, gang? You understand, gang? You understand, gang? Ke ake obehu. Do you understand obehu? Umrechim. You understand, gang? You are not supposed to be here. But this time, you should be a teacher who is teaching K church. You should be a pastor of K church people. These people are K church. This one should be a pastor. You should dress in the morning, come with a suit, with a cross, and you are preaching to these people. But right now, we are preaching to you. We are preaching to you. Do you know my age? Do you know my age? Because very soon, I won't pastor again. So you are the people we are going to leave the church for. You understand? Yeah.
We are waiting for Pastor Richie to come so that we ask him if we can start the church.
Ah, it's 10 o'clock. When are we going to wait for Pastor to come so that we ask him if we can start the church? May you attempt great things for God. Amen. Girls, instead of watching Kelly, that Kelly girl, she doesn't have bottles. She doesn't have anything. Even Hajabin too is better. Hajabin, we like Hajabin too. Which country is she from? She's from Togo or something like that. The Kelly girl. She's from Togo. Togo. Togo ni susu na muji fafa ni susa. And I'm made in Ghana. Mumpe made in Ghana, dear. Mumpe made in Togo. And that girl, you see, when I was in Koforidua last week, I was preaching that thinking, when we closed and I went back to my hotel room, I went to her video. If that girl, if she posts something, then 27K. I say, which people watch the thing? Which people have been watching? And I say, and the video says, short video, so like 1 minute. I say, and you're my panier. 27, I say, which people do this? 27K. 27,000 people watch. And the girl, she doesn't do anything. She can't do this. But also, then they watch 27K.
I say, hey, the day God will come, people don't go to heaven. And when she posts some picture, they like 27K. Mukau na 27. They could do 27. Mukau. All of you are part. You know Kelly. You know you watch her videos. You know Kelly. Hey. You know how Jabi too. Hey.
You know you are innocent. All these people are innocent in Jesus' name. These people don't know these things.
I don't know them. Hey.
I don't trust you.
You know Kelly. You know Shatta. Shatta is stone boy. Oh, no, 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 no. Hey, we are Beam Nation. I say, we are SM for life. SM. We are SM. Pa, 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 pa. Shatta, so the voice is a generator. On touche. You know, Shatta was my senior at school. We attended the same secondary school. But I didn't meet her in the school, so. I mean, because, you say you don't know Kelly. Hey, the pulpit is here. This is the altar of God. Who named Kelly? Wow. Hey, you don't know Kelly. You know her. Hey, Ko, you don't know Kelly. You know Stone Boy. You know Kabindo. You know Kiddy. You know Mr. Drew. You know these people. You know this, guy knows this. May we attempt great things for God. I'm about to close. I said, may we attempt great things for God. Tomorrow I'll be showing you the great things we must attempt for God. Try it. Your life will be better off. God will be happy with you because you have attempted great things for Him. God, do you want God to be happy with you? God referred to David as a man after his heart. A friend of God. We are all attracted to people who do things for us.
Yeah.
Sunday, when I was leaving church, I needed somebody to do something for me. And two people came to mind. But I called only one person, because the other person, if I had called the person, he would have told me that the grandmother has swallowed spoon and so she can't come. But the other person, when I called her, she said, Rev, I'll be there. And she was there. We are always attracted to people who do things for us. People who can take risk for us. You will become a friend of God. You'll be attracted to God when you start attempting great things for God. Yeah. When you start attempting great things for God.
Yeah.
Not for yourself. Let us build ourselves a city with a tower. Some of you, that's what you are saying in your head. This bar center, I won't do. I want to finish and become the youngest professor in town. Hey, I want to be the youngest cardiothoracic surgeon. I'm going to pay a sign. Yeah. Attempt something great for God. I'll leave you with this. Attempt something great for God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Anything you are doing, make sure you are doing it for God. Because people do other things. Yeah. Maybe you think what you are doing is not great, but in God's eyes, it is great. Playing the piano, nobody will see it as a great thing, but in God's eyes, it is a great thing. Sweeping the church as an usher, it doesn't look great, but in God's eyes, it is great. He said that the things that men highly esteem in his sight is an abomination. So God is aware. Anything you do for God, it is great. You don't need people to clap for you. As I've come here, who is going to clap for me? But if you see, we are doing a symposium, and we are doing youth empowerment, I don't know why I should come and empower you. To do what? This is the point I'm coming to empower. But sugar and hunkra, I share the jeans. Youth empower. Now, where are youth? May we do something great for God. In the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet. Go and sit down. Stand to your feet.
What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you for the first night. We thank you for the first day of our conference. Our aim in this conference is to do something great for you. Is to try our best. Is to pursue. Is to make an effort to do something for you. We ask that you give us the strength as we carry along. May you empower everyone here. May you anoint everyone here to attempt something great for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, I said amen.
Amen.
Take your seat. Take your seat. Sit down. Hallelujah. We are close. Tomorrow I'll be preaching very early. By 9, I'll start preaching. Conference, we don't do this praise and worship and things. If you look at Bishop Dark's conference, give thyself, they don't do praise and worship. A woman, no, be between you back. So if you are waiting, I'll start at 9. If I come and there's nobody, I'll still preach. I'll preach powerfully. But when I come, 9 o'clock, okay, 9 to 11, we give a short break. 11 to 12, we take a long break. We come back at 1. 1 to 3 or 1 to 4, then we close. Yeah, because we have a lot of things to learn. We can't come here now. We are come to call Star of the East. No. If Star of the East want to dance, they should come early. Do you understand? Yeah. Tomorrow, if I come and 3 people are here, if I take the mic, my boy, where the sir? So those people were running around. They told their parents they're coming for conference. Hey. Hallelujah. I want offering basket. Why didn't you take first offering? I want to share an envelope for you today. Bring it tomorrow. This envelope, you are going to write on it, I will attempt great things for God. I will attempt. You see, when you start attempting great things for God, then God, you catch God's attention. How many of you have been in class and then they ask a question? Everybody knows the answer. Everybody have lifted up their hand. But the teacher calls one person. Do you know the person the teacher calls? You see, some people, they know the answer. They want to say. Everybody has told, they climb. Say. Okay, the one standing on the chair. Yeah. Because you do something extra. Yes. You catch God's attention because you have decided to do something great for God. Me, it's not like I have head, Biao, but I'm better than my classmates. It's not like I have head. Me, when I was in school, I was an average student. Many times I AA, me to me nya sina me feli de meko. Se obesuan di chinchini. Hey, madam, for be Frederica, kwa akwe padisuya. Na kakra ya ko class ya kakra na msi wu adeng. Bu na mu raise marking scheme no. Mu haye. Na teacher see so mu set questions ah. Some exams be we did. The instruction to read to answer the questions, we don't understand. You understand what I'm saying? The instruction, you don't do that. Answer the following questions. That statement, we don't even understand. So how did we? I did by every moon in a -6, -5, -4. Hallelujah. I will attempt something great for God. You want to attempt, and I need this envelope tomorrow. Don't say that. I'll bring my own
next year, when Reverend comes here, next year I'm not coming here. Next year, next year I'm not coming here. You want to attempt something great for God? Come, 20 cities, come. Every this, I'm only sharing for 20 cities, people. If you can't give 20 cities, don't come. If you cannot attempt to give God 20 cities, this is what I'm saying. You cannot attempt to give God 20 cities. Some of you are sitting down here. Some boy, they have to call you. You buy pizza home. You buy pizza for the boy. Now you are Bapa. Now you are Bema. Show the new 20 cities. Mumbe Jinai and coffee. You are bringing it tomorrow. 20. Tell your father. Something. You can't give God 20 cities. And also, so what type of love do you love God like? Just say, oh, to me, man, I mean 20 cities. I'm trying to wait for every message. 50 pesos, then I'll come. Remember 50 pesos. 20 cities. Everyone look at it on the same. 20 cities. It's more and more. Just say, you don't want to attempt anything for God. Come for it. You to come. You can't get 20 cities tomorrow. You can't get 20 cities tomorrow. I'm asking you, you can't get 20 cities. How much can you get? 10 cities. Okay, 10 cities. How much can you get tomorrow? 20. I address you. I don't bump. I say, me, Basan, I bet for no album. Album where, you know. Remember? 20. That side, the Nipa Bakumpe Neba, you. Ochina Branton, what? Ochan preaching, me preaching, never found what? One of the best examples. And to Ochan about man from front, why? The Okada boy. Is he an Okada boy? Yes, Okada. Met Okada, my what? Upa. Upa. Hey, so Okada boy is there. Boom, boom, boom. It's a little move for somewhere. They have arrived. Bebre woman bo has say omo bo she. Yes, 20. Oh. You came. So if I say you came and say yes, I have camped. Past tense of came is camped. Okay, 10 cities. What I must see a Reverend Debra from Kakrate. So matches so 10. I want the envelope to finish. 10. Hey. Your father, is your father travel? He's in the house. Hey, that of you. That of you. For command. Catch and say, what's up for no see? On fat 10 cities in shame now for my water. 10 Ghana, yes. 10 dear for my teso. My teso. If you don't, you can't give 10. Come on, what's your t-shirt? You want to me touch? You to me money, I mean 10. My friend, do you collect 10? Now, some also 10 now, Baji. Hey. Keta SHS. 10. Uma 10 and a 5. 10. How many of you don't have envelopes? You don't have envelopes. Show by hands. Is it 10 you can't give or 20 you can't give? Or Eswa? 50. Sami Kosro. Auntie, have you taken some? 50. Have you taken some? How much can you give? 10. Now the number one by me bought 10 Saturday. I don't know where your color boy. When your color boy, and the two I know they expect. 1,000 Ghana. Glad I'm a bubble soon, but you did. Yes. Oh, 10 days, the last thing. The envelope must finish. The envelope. Because tomorrow morning, I'll take the envelope before I start preaching. And I'll pray specially for you before I start preaching. So I don't. Now, you see, these people who, you see, right now, in my conference, one of the things I'm doing is that I'm trying to move away from a lot of things. One of them, you see, when you take the number line is from negative, positive, and zero is in the middle. If by now you are still at negative, we are pleading with you to stop pornography. We are pleading with you to stop smoking. We are pleading with you to stop stealing. We've left you. We are trying to move people. Sweetheart, we are trying to move people from zero to one. If
If you are in the negative, be there. Be there. No, I don't have time for the people in the negatives again. No. If you are doing super bad, do it. Hit. I won't tell you to stop. You know it's a battle. So I don't have to use my time to be preaching against super bad. Super bad. I have to give you 7 things super bad stands for. No. I don't have time to preach that preaching. No. We are looking for people who love God, who want to do more for God, who want to attempt something. Then the thing is, I have to now go and buy egg and bust it. And no. If you don't give 10 cities, be there. How many of you don't have envelope? You don't have envelope, stand to your feet. You don't have envelope, stand to your feet. We used to see one person, sorry. Who am I saying? Five. Who am I saying? 2 cities. Who am I saying? Now, 10 cities, me bought 10, I didn't know one back. Who dream on? I feel like I'm going to be a boss now. Got 2 brothers. Who can't wash a teacher and a best church and know the wash a wooden end? Who am I saying? 30 pesos. Who am I saying? I don't know 5 cities. I don't be the car 5 cities and do go GN. Who am I saying? Who am I saying? Where should I say what 10 cities? What 10 cities will feel? Away from. What's it? Who got you a maho? Lift up your envelopes. Father, hey, instrumentalist. Ah! 2,000. Go and sell your house. Look, these conferences are expensive. If we don't tell you, you know. Oh, it's just gathering the children. No, it's very expensive. That's why a lot of children's pastors don't do programs for it. It's expensive. By the time you are done, your money will go inside. Then some of you bought a t-shirt, you have not paid. Do you know how much one t-shirt cost? You have not paid. Lift up your envelopes. Father, Asha, no our envelope. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Tomorrow morning, sharp, when I start preaching at 9, even if you come late, oh dear, Brian, in alphabet 2 from Nakotranse. Take out your second offering. They said they gave first offering, but I didn't see any money inside that thing, so take out your second offering. Father, bless our offerings in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand up and bring your offerings here. Bring any amount you have, boost up, put all together. We are far behind time. I said, write on the envelopes, I will attempt great things for God. Only people are giving the offering. Specifically, only women and children. Men in the air. Abeka, you give, oh. Abeka, you give, ba. Lord, I want. Amen. Oh, Auntie said, come. So, tomorrow, Pastor Richard, I'm preaching at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Look, tomorrow, how many of you are going for Saturday classes? Don't go. If you don't go for Saturday, you fail your BC. Some of you just go and disturb, then they'll collect your money and they'll close you. Is that not what you go and do? Disturb, the teacher will give you some question B that I know you can't solve. You'll be on this for 2 hours. You'll come and solve it. Now say, that's what happens. Amen. So I believe that tomorrow morning, we are taking off powerfully. And tomorrow, listen, the branches are coming. Apart from, is everybody here in Abeka? Or some people are from other branches. If you are from a different branch, show by hand. Okay, so this is Abeka. It means tomorrow, all the other branches are coming. If you don't come early, you'll be at the back. If you are at the back, dear. Okay. So God bless you. We've started on the good note by the grace of God. I'm sure tomorrow will be a great time.
In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together and let's welcome Pastor Richard. Put your hands together for him.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.